This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Alyssa Harrison, the Executive Director at United Tissue Network, a nonprofit whole body donation company. Alyssa, pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be able to talk to you and all your listeners.
And certainly our pleasure as well. Thanks for your time, Alyssa. So tell us, for those that aren't familiar, what is whole body donation?
Well, whole body donation is pretty much when you donate your body to science. A lot of people think whole body donation, they're just going to be a donor in an anatomy classroom or a medical school classroom, but there's actually so much more to that. And there's so many uses for the body for continued education and research and training, and whole body donation allows and facilitates for that education and research to happen.
Alyssa, clarify, what would that mean if one is already an organ donor?
So these are definitely two different things. So if you live in a state where that's a little red heart on your driver's license, these are two different things. So that little red heart or that question at the DMV is just for transplant donation, where you can donate your organs, tissues, bones for the purpose of transplant, for those, those body parts to go into somebody else, which That's great and wonderful, and I encourage all of that. But whole body donation is a little bit different, where all of your body is being used just for medical education, research, and training. But you can do both. However, that designation for being an organ donor does not go into non-transplant or whole body donation. You really have to know and research the whole body donation and make sure that your loved ones and yourself knows exactly where you want to go and what you need to do, because that transplant designation does not work for non-transplant. But again, you can do both.
And certainly appreciate that clarification. Now, taking this a little further, let's say we've decided to be a whole body donor. What would my body be used for?
So, you know, like I said, so you could go into a medical school classroom where they really just, you know, dive in and learn all structures and anatomy so they can be a better doctor and surgeon. But a lot of what whole body donation gets used for is surgeon training or medical device research and development. There's a really big need for the continued education of all of our medical staff, because medical devices and equipment used in all these procedures that you see at doctor's offices or when you're having surgery change so often. You know, I like to say a medical device is like a new car. There's a brand new model out every year, and sometimes you can tell they're the same, and sometimes they're so different you have no idea it's the same brand. It's the same way for surgeons. They need to continue with practice, so they know exactly what device they're using or what instrument they're using, so you have a safe outcome after your surgery, because they've had that continued education on a donor. And so a lot of it, like I said, is surgeon education and research and development. It's so needed in our industry, and we do have definitely a lack of donor availability to facilitate the research and development and the education of our medical staff.
Certainly informative today. We're joined by Alyssa Harrison, the Executive Director at United Tissue Network, a nonprofit whole body donation company, here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, how much does all this cost? Get into the cost details.
So actually, for most, it doesn't cost anything. It's free of charge for the families in the donation facility that you choose. And a lot of times, the donation facility covers the basic costs for you. So while I would love everybody to donate to whole body donation because they believe in furthering the mission to help with education, a lot of people donate because it does ease the burden of the final costs when someone does pass. A lot of us do cover the basic costs of transportation from where the loved one passed at to our facilities, as well as filing the necessary paperwork like death certificates, and even that cremation cost, and allow those cremated remains to be sent back to the family at no charge to facilitate that donation.
And of course, an even bigger question, who is actually eligible to donate?
You know, and this is the great thing about whole body donations. Since these donors are just used for medical education and research, almost everybody can be eligible for a donor. You know, a lot of us don't take anybody under the age of 18, but if you are an adult, you can be eligible. There are still some disqualifications if you do have any communicable disease like hepatitis B or C or HIV, just because we need to keep our staff safe as well as our end users. But other than that, you won't see a lot of the restrictions that you see in transplant just because ours is just being used for medical education. So the answer is almost everybody is eligible to donate through whole body donation.
Alyssa, we certainly appreciate your joining us here today and also what you do in the space through United Tissue Network. Where can listeners get further details and also be in contact accordingly?
Well, I recommend you go to unitedtissue.org. This will give you all the information you need. There's also a PowerPoint on whole body donation, a frequently asked questions. You can see, you know, consent forms online and everything like that. So please go to unitedtissue.org. You can get all the information you need, and then you can also pledge to be a donor there as well.
And I'd say that's quite convenient. Again, Alyssa, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much for having me, and have a wonderful day.
And you're more than welcome, and you too. We've been speaking with Alyssa Harrison, the Executive Director at United Tissue Network, a nonprofit whole body donation company. And for further details and to learn more, visit unitedtissue.org. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.